The Lebanese Festival is a fundraiser for St. Elias Maronite Catholic Church on Cove Road in Northwest Roanoke, where there is a large contingent of members with Lebanese heritage. Renee Turk is on the festival committee. She says thousands will eat in or take out all sorts of Mediterranean delicacies this weekend.
A number of years back, probably 8 to 10 years back, we did a little clicker and people were counting in the parking lot, and we came up with 10,000 plus. Who knows, year to year, but I can tell you we're there, rain or shine. The church is gorgeous. The grounds are beautiful. It's a way to relax. People come actually and spend the whole weekend with us.
Renee Turk, who's also the mayor of Salem, says a cultural event like the Lebanese Festival that will also feature the music, costumes, and dance of Lebanon can lead to a better understanding.
Sometimes what they see on TV about the bad guys doesn't always mean that we have it in every culture, every community. The Lebanese people, though, the country of Lebanon has always been known as the Paris of the Middle East. It's always been known as the place to go, to have fun, to enjoy, to relax, to socialize, to gather with people. And the way we do it best is through food and drink.
Roanoke Lebanese Festival goers this Friday through Sunday can enjoy falafel, grilled lamb and beef kebabs, chicken shawarma wraps, baklava for dessert, even a Lebanese brewed beer, and much more. Gene Marano, WFIR News.